Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And the Spirit-filled life is this life of being filled. People use that phrase, Spirit-filled, far too loosely. They really do. Spirit-filled church, Spirit-filled this, Spirit-filled ministry, Spirit-filled business, Spirit-filled. It's just a name. It's a label now. And you hear people say things like this, you know, did you hear about that pastor so-and-so? He ran off with the piano player and the building fund. And you know, he's Spirit-filled. Not that day. And probably not a lot of days before that. Yeah, but I heard him talking in tongues the day before, like I said. Not that day and not several days before. Because Spirit-filled people don't do stuff like that. That's flesh-filled people. Right? Full of the flesh, full of the lust and desire of the flesh. And if you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Is that what the Bible said? So we know if people really are being filled with the Spirit on a continuous basis, then they're not going to be ruled by their fleshly and carnal desires. Right? So, even if you got filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues half the night 30 years ago, that's no indication that you've been full of the Spirit in a month or a year. Did you hear me now? Oh, He's there. He hadn't left you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. But depending on how much you yield to Him versus how much you yield to your flesh, day to day, you're going to be more or less Spirit-filled. Sadly, a whole lot of people are less. How would you know? How would you know if you're staying pretty full? Huh? We'll hear it. It's going to kick back out of your mouth. It's going to kick back out of your mouth. Tongues and prophecy and psalms and hymns and so on. And that, you know, that doesn't mean you're a prophet. It just means you're full of the Spirit. Right? Well, some people like it and some folks just don't know yet. So. We're reading Scripture now, right? He said, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And when He pours out His Spirit, what would happen? Sons and daughters would prophesy. Old men will dream dreams. Young men will see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. Now this is another way of saying everybody. Not just the rich and influential, not just the prophets and the priests, as servants, handmaids, right? Dishwashers and plowers, floor sweepers, right? Everybody, servants, handmaids, what's going to happen? In those days will I, this is the promise, right? I'm going to do it. He said, I will pour out of my Spirit. Did it happen? Did it happen? Go to Acts. Let's see the fulfillment of it. Glory to God. In the book, you're going to Acts chapter 2, but in the book of Luke, you know, he told them after he was raised from the dead. What is it? Luke 24, 49 or so. He said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. He said, wait. Now you remember something had already happened. He breathed on them. Anybody remember that? He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. This is before Acts 2. Right? Did something happen to them? Oh, yeah. See, up until this point, nobody could be born again. Sometimes we don't realize that the disciples, all the time they walked with Jesus, none of them were born again. You couldn't be born again. But then Jesus, once He had raised from the dead, and the price had been paid and the blood was on the mercy seat, this is the first time anybody had an opportunity. Well, just, I'm moving too fast here. Romans 10, how do you get saved? What do you got to do? You got to confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. What else you got to do? You got to believe in your heart. What? God had raised him from the dead. Well, nobody could believe that till it happened. And this is the first opportunity anybody had ever had to believe that. So then he is raised from the dead and they're seeing him for the first time and he breathes on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. But it didn't say, you know, this is before Acts 2. Nothing said about speaking in tongues or any of that. But we see a change in them. Before, they're scared. They're behind locked doors. They're cowering. Now, they're out in the streets. They're telling everybody. They got victory. They're born again. Right? Something happened to them. But then, what does he tell them immediately after this? He says, but don't take off yet with your ministries now. You need to wait in the city of Jerusalem until what? Until you're born again? No. Till you get the Spirit in you? No. Until what? Till you be endued with what? Power. 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 This is this anointing upon. For power. So next thing you see, that's what they're doing. Hanging out in Jerusalem. Right? Hanging out in the upper room. Not waiting to get saved. They're saved. They believe on Jesus. They believe he's been raised from the dead and he is their Lord. Right? So what are they waiting on? The promised Spirit. Before we read Acts, go to John. Hold your place in Acts. Go to John, please. Because Jesus reiterated the promise and emphasized the promise. John 7. John 7. 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. Sounds like Isaiah, doesn't it? If any man thirst, let him come to me and let him drink. And he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He's quoting the scripture. He's referring to the promise. Right? And he's saying he is a vital part of that fulfillment of promise. And he was and he is. Verse 39 gives you a Holy Ghost commentary on what he said. But this, I mean, what was he talking about? Well, here the Holy Ghost said, this is what he's talking about. This spoke he of what? Of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Glory to God. Should believers receive the Spirit? Notice he didn't say that unbelievers should receive and be born again. Are you getting some insight here? No, that they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Why? Because Jesus was not yet glorified. Oh, but it was close. I said it was close when he said that. But the Spirit of God moved him. It was in the feast. It was public. It was a lot of people around, a lot of stuff going on, and the Spirit of God moved on him. I don't know if he stepped up on something where they could hear him, but man, it came out of him in force. Can you hear him preaching to the crowds? He said, if anybody's thirsty, you need to come to me and drink. And like the scripture has said, out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living water. This is one of the big reasons why Jesus came. Why he came, why he died on the cross, why he became accursed for us. So we could be redeemed, and so we could get the blessing of Abraham, and so we could receive the promised Holy Spirit. If you hadn't received the fullness of the Spirit, you ought to be getting ready to right now, because there's not any reason for you to wait another night.
Glory to God.
Get just as excited as the rest of us. They already think you're one of us. They know you come over here on Friday night. You might as well get the whole benefit. You might as well, right? You might as well just come right on in. and get the whole thing. Now we love you if you don't. But we know this is so good. We want to see you have everything we have and enjoy everything we enjoy. You know, we've lived this way so long, I wouldn't even try to think how to live another way. There's nobody who doesn't need that. And particularly at the crunch times in your life. Oh, how this shines. How important this becomes to you more and more. When there's been so many times, well, I don't know what to do. Which way should the church go? What's the next step? I don't believe that I'm smart enough in my head to know everything and do everything. But I got somebody inside me who knows everything. And one way that this comes to me is by praying in other tongues and speaking in other tongues. The Bible says when you do it, you pray out mysteries. You pray out secrets, things that are secret to you, but God already knows. I don't know at the times I've been praying and speaking in tongues, and just from the inside of me, up comes the light. I just see what I'm praying about, and I know what to do. How precious. Is there anything more valuable than that? This belongs to every child of God. The promise was upon all flesh. Upon all flesh. Upon all, this is not special spiritual equipment for a few holy few.
That's right.
For every believer. Everybody that'll believe and receive. Notice he said, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Could you use some more living water?
Yes,
where should you look? Huh? As close as your belly. And your belly's with you everywhere you go. Is that right? Talking about your insides. But this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But by the end of the chapter, it is recorded about how that he was offered up. He was scourged. He was crucified. He died. His body was put in the tomb. Oh, but 3 days and nights later, he was raised from the dead, free from sin. Right? Hallelujah. And glorified. Ascended up out of their sight in the clouds of glory. So what was next then? The fulfillment of the promised Spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Promised Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004J. That's R-1004J. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.